It's time once again for another Castle Country Focus interview on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM. I'm Dave Hokanson. Joining me today in studio, I have Marcy Loveless with Carbon Cares for Kids. And it's that time of year. You know, they do such great things throughout the year. And then we hit the Thanksgiving break, which is maybe it's just a primer. Like a trial run for the Christmas break, Marcy. Is that what you would say? Thanks for joining us.
Thanks for having me.
And Thanksgiving kind of, you can maybe, but by now you should have them all worked out. But Thanksgiving helps you work out the kinks, so to speak.
Yeah.
Get you ready for the big show.
Right.
So let's talk about the Christmas kits and you know what you guys need, because they run a little different than the week-to-week stuff as well.
Right. So it's going to be a lot like Thanksgiving. We're just going to be adding a few more meals in it. We cannot provide enough food for the entire break, or else the bags, we wouldn't be able to fit them all in the bags. And that's one thing the counselors are saying. Make sure the bags are doable. So we are going to, I think we have put in, we'll put in 8 to 9 meals of dinners as far as that, and snacks, and they'll get a loaf of bread and a box of cereal as well for the full Christmas break. We wish we could give them more, but space and weight. These little kids carrying home these.
Got to be able to take it home with them.
Yes.
That's a good point. That's a good point. So let's talk for a moment about how this all works. And you guys have everything there on your Facebook page, and
yep.
It's very helpful. So let's talk about if you're interested. You said you need 54 more kits is all you need.
Right.
And I talk about what Price Chapel did, because that was amazing.
They have volunteered to pack and bring 100 kits and provide 100 loaves of bread as well for the Christmas break, which is huge. That is such a big undertaking. So we're super grateful for them. So they are doing 100, so we need 54 left or more. And we have, I think, 25 people who have signed up since then. So we're looking about 15 to 20 people left, I think, is what we need to sponsor a child.
And so just head to your Facebook page, and yep. What is that? And then you can put all the information on there as well.
Okay, so the Facebook page is Carbon Caring for Kids, and all of the information of what goes inside of a kit, there's a little picture that you can just save to your phone, and you just go to the store, you go buy all of the items that are on that picture, and you bring them to my house. The address is on the Facebook page. You bring them in there, and there's bags out in a little Tupperware by my garage. You double bag them so that they don't break out on the kids. I'm thinking of Home Alone as he's walking down the street as they all flop out. We don't want that to happen. So double bag the bags and then just drop them off in my garage. If it's open, you can just set it in there. If it's not, just set them on my front doorstep and we will get them.
And they will take care of the rest. Now, if you can't do that, another great way to help these guys out is cash donations
yep.
as well, correct?
Yep. So we can do that use a lot of cash to buy, because we are buying a lot of things now in bulk. So we can stretch that dollar a little bit further.
So you can do that. And the information, if you're interested in making a donation that way, is on the Facebook page
yep.
as
and
well.
And it's just, we have a Venmo account that's at Carbon Caring for Kids.
And so you've got those two ways to help, and then you've already got people lined up to deliver and to put
yep.
kits together. But well, these kits are mostly already put together, pretty much.
Yeah,
correct?
When they are brought to the house, they are 90% done, and then we have a group come and they add the bread, the milk, and the fruit. And then this year we're adding like a little dinner, and then sometimes people bring little gifts to put into it. So we'll see.
So they'll all be there, and it'll all be ready to roll and ready to go. Now, we've got to have a cutoff date on these things. When are we looking to have everything ready to go?
To try and get everything done and ready before the crazy Christmas, we are wanting to get everything at my house on December 7th by that evening, so that we can get it all ready and done so we can focus
because
on
really
the
following week is the last week
the
of school.
The following week is the last week of school. So we don't have the group coming until the 14th, but we're trying to get everything done and in by the 7th, so we know we have everything, so that we can order stuff if we need to, just so that we're ahead of the game.
Just in case you need to run out and grab last-minute stuff
yep.
to fill these kits.
So December 7th is the day.
All right, so once again, this is a great, great thing that these guys do, and they do it absolutely, you know what? There's zero funding they get. They get this is a crowdfunding, maybe even possibly the first crowdfunding thing I heard of, because you guys have been going at it for quite a while. And it's a great organization. If you have any questions about it or anything like that, just hop on their Facebook page. It's Carbon Caring for Kids. And they've got the big push now for Christmas, for that Christmas break. And if you want to help out, head to their Facebook page. All the info is there. It tells you what to go buy in the kits. Tell them how many kits you're willing to do. And then just make sure you get them to Marcy, and they'll take care of the rest of them. Marcy, thank you so much for what you do, and thanks for coming in today.
Thanks for having me.
Now, for more information on interviews like this one, you can always check out our website, castlecountryradio.com, and listen for Castle Country Focus on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM.